I'm Tan Trung, your host, and I'm thrilled to bring you yet another insightful discussions. Today, we're very honored to have with us accomplished senior HR leader with over 15 years of experience in transforming HR functions, building high-performance cultures, and driving talent management strategies. Before we dive into your leadership strategies, let's take a step back to where it all started, your journey into HR. Please tell us more about that. What drew you from diplomacy and global affairs into HR, and how did you transition into a senior HR role?
Yeah, this is a very interesting journey. I mean, I would rather say it is a very unanticipated evolution of my career, where my initial qualification was related to international relations, diplomacy. I did my bachelor and master's degree in international relations, but I landed in HR function by chance. And once I landed, I found or discovered my passion for the people-centric aspect of the organization. So this actually intrigued me to get into HR in detail and to gain some expertise in this area. Throughout my 15 plus years of experience in different organizations within HR, I have worked in talent management, organizational development, change management, and HR strategy planning and execution. And throughout this, my professional journey, I also worked on my professional development as well, where I worked on getting some HR related certification. Like I'm a senior certified professional. I am a chartered fellow CIPD. And I'm also a certified professional in talent development. And these certification help me to bring the best practices and the strategic perspective to the HR, trying my best to make the HR of a company to evolve from a merely a transactional, function to a more strategic and more customer oriented.
Wonderful. That's such an interesting shift from shaping policies at a global level to shaping the company cultures internally. I imagine shifting from global diplomacy to business strategies would require a completely different ways of thinking. So to you, Ali, what was the biggest adjustments you make in that leap?
When I came to HR domain, I started thinking in more from a more commercial aspect. When we studied international relations during my bachelor and the master's degree, so the focus were more on the international politics, economic supremacy, like these kind of thing. But when I came to the HR, the things were be more about company's top line, bottom line, culture, people, and alignment. So these were the main theme where I was focusing. But interestingly, I find something similar between these two domain is it's both of them are people centric or dealing with the people, the culture of the culture in the broader sense as well. So that was an interesting shift, interesting transition.
Wonderful. So you've worked across different sectors from education, ICD, to construction, and even FMCG, each with such different cultures and demand. Was there any industry that surprised you the most in terms of its HR challenges that you can share with our audience here?
See, I mean, HR, usually people think that HR is, especially those who are not or who don't understand about this function of the company, they think that HR is very transactional. It's
Right.
just about managing the people. But when I was, transitioned from one industry to another industry, I found that whole dynamics has been changed of this HR function. So one aspect of HR is very important in one industry, but the other industry, it's quite the opposite there. So you cannot just copy and paste the HR function across different region and even across different companies within the industry. It requires some alignment, some customization that is tightly aligned with the organizational goal and the strategy of the company.
Yes, You mentioned a very interesting point, which is HR today is no longer just about transaction. It's no longer just about hiring and policies, but it's also about shaping the company cultures and driving business strategy. So in your work, you see firsthand how organizations in the GCC region are evolving. So what are the biggest HR challenges leaders are struggling with today?
Interestingly, I read a report from PwC. It's a 2025 annual CEO survey, and I found that 90% of the CEOs in this region are very optimistic about the revenue growth in the coming future. But at the same time, they also signaled the challenges that they were facing, which is the shortage of the talent in the market. The disruption because of the technological advancement and other advancements there. So the role of HR is actually becoming more expansive, and it's like growing right now there. So the companies are right now anticipating that their company will grow in size, in revenue, in financials as well. So it requires HR to take a proactive role, not only in sourcing the right talent for the right position, but at the same time to reskill and upskill the capabilities of employees, so that the changing situation that is happening in the market, the company can adapt to it easily. So here, I would say, in short, there are two, three things which are important in this region. Number one is the growth is here, so HR has a role to play in that. The second thing is the challenges of the right skills available in the market, the digital disruption, and the compliance here in this region. As you know, that this region is have some nationalization policy of the job market, and there is also some a very promising the strategy of the company or the vision of the companies, like in Saudi Arabia, for example, Vision 2030. So and similar visions in different countries within GCC. So HR, the challenges that these companies are facing in wake of these strategic goals and the market situation, HR has a very active role to play there.
Wonderful. Let's talk more about the roles of HR in an organizational as well as the industry level. So many companies nowadays talk about high performance culture. In your experience, what are the key ingredients to achieving this?
Yes, high performance culture is something which is not new. In the industry, it has been talked about previously, and you can find it in different literature. And based on my experience, what I have found is that a clear vision, the strong leadership, and the continuous feedback and recognition. These are the three most important ingredient, I would say, that is important to ensure the high performance culture. Let's go one by one, and now let me just briefly talk about this. The clear vision. If your people are not aligned with the vision that the organization or the team leader has there, then they will not be motivated. They will not feel connected, and they don't feel the part of this transformation of the company there. So so it will be then challenging to have a high performance culture if you don't have a clarity on the vision and your people are not aligned to that. Second is the role of the leadership. As you know, that leaders, they are the one who actually exemplifies the values, the vision, and the strategy that they have by through their actions. So the strong leadership is very much essential when we talk about high performance culture, and the continuous feedback and recognition. This is just to let people know that how they are doing, so that they can adopt, they can change, they can improve, and this will help them to produce more and more results and improve their performance.
Wonderful. So, from an industry as well as the region perspective, you mentioned prior to this call that The region, GCC region, is going through a workforce transformation, like new leadership styles, generational shifts, as well as changing cultural norms. How do you see this playing out in how HR strategies are built?
See, I mean, if you see, how things are evolving here in terms of business landscape there now, there is a lot of mega projects is going on in this region, especially in Saudi Arabia. So this requires not only to leverage on the local capability, but also to source capabilities from outside Saudi Arabia or outside from the region there, so that they can bring the innovation and advancement, in this region. So for HR strategy, I would say that, these are the two most key elements that I think that the companies are focusing on right now. Finding the right talent from the market for the right position. This is number one, and number second is the retaining and developing the talent within the organization, so that as the company evolves and transform, these people, so you have a healthy pipeline of talent pool that can take these positions, the future positions, as a result of the transformation, as a result of the evolution of the company.
Yes, great. Talent management and also retention is always key issues for any companies, whether the size big or small, right? So let's dive a bit deeper into HR transformation, as well as the challenges and the future trends. So you mentioned about you've led Ali, you've led HR transformation initiatives that had tangible impact on company growth and culture, but transformation is never easy. Let's admit it. It's messy, it's met with resistance, and it takes time. So, in your experience, what are the biggest pitfalls that organizations face when trying to implement change? You mentioned prior that revenue focus is one thing, but other than that, is there anything else that it should be on the lookout for?
Whenever we talk about the transformation there, most of the time it has been seen that that the organization or the team is rushing the process. They are more focusing on the technical side of the change there rather than the people side of the change there, which is always a challenge when you're trying to transform the company. So based on my experience, I always say that, can start including the people side of the change from the very beginning when you're going through the transformation. So if you're not doing this, then, you'll face resistance, you will face challenges there. This will impact you in achieving your, strategic goal, in a negative way.
Yes. So HR is often seen as a back office function, but you position it as a true business driver or business enabler. But I imagine there were times when leadership didn't immediately see HR strategic value. Can you please share a moment where you had to convince leadership and what ultimately changed their perspective?
See, what I have witnessed here is that now the business is becoming mature enough to understand the value of the people or the value of the human capital for the in the organization, be it in tech industry, be it in FMCG or in any other industry there. So I have seen this kind of trend is growing now. I was reading one of the Gartner's report, and I have seen that one of the biggest concern for a CEO in their agenda is related to the leadership of their organization, of their company there, which indicates yes, HR is taking a prominent role in when it's come to the business strategy and business transformation. But definitely, the most important thing when we are trying to reach to the business to tell them that we are not imposing our HR practices or policy to the business there. Rather, we ensure that we partner with them so that with the help of this HR practices, that they will be able to achieve what they want to achieve as a business results.
Yes, I love that you brought up the business results because it's such a common thing that people have, organizations have to bear in mind when implementing HR initiatives. So another critical piece of business transformation is also leadership development. The success of any change effort often hinges on whether the right leaders are in the right place. But spotting and nurturing future leaders isn't always easy, right? What's your approach to helping companies identify high potential talents and actually develop them into impactful leaders?
See, whenever this company is going through any change or any transformation, their leadership development, always become an important part. I can share with you so many examples and so many case studies of different big companies within the region in Saudi and in the GCC and also outside of Saudi, where the leadership development take up important role in business transformation there. Why? Because business development, sorry, leadership development will help to drive change by equipping the leaders with necessary skills to drive or to foster these changes. Number two, it also built a resilient culture within the organization. So if the leaders, they value innovation and change, so they will be able to instill that value to the people, and then people will be able to adopt those changes as a result of the transformation and also to bring innovation to the company. Third, and the most important thing is the succession planning. From a succession planning perspective, leadership development will help to create a healthy pool of potential leaders to step in if any leadership role arises there. So if the business is expanding, and there are different critical roles that that require some effective leaders to take and to go further with it. So succession, a healthy talent pool because of the succession planning and leadership development will help to meet those needs.
Yes, exactly. We've seen very clearly how the workplace itself has been evolving in the past 2 or 3 years. Remote work, flexible models, and AI-driven processes, all are the change that has been introduced or brought into the workplace. So to your point, Ali, companies don't just need to introduce change, they also have to embed the new ways of working and sustain innovation in the long term. So from your experience, what are some of the most effective ways you've seen organizations successfully adapt and stay ahead of the curve?
I have worked in tech industry, also in telecom industry as well, and changing the way of work is like very important theme in tech industry and in ICT industry there. So I have experienced that it is important to have a clear communication when you want to instill new way of work in your workforce. So when we say the clear communication, it means to tell them what is expected from the people and how these new way of work will help them and the company to perform. What are the key results that can be expected as a result or as a result of adopting the new way of work. Second, and the most important thing is also the stakeholder engagement. It is very important to engage with every stakeholders, not only the leaders, but also different stakeholders within the company. That includes employees, that includes even your partners and others there, so that you are able to create a better ecosystem as a result of this new way the change in the way of work that company is adopting. Third is provide the sufficient support and training to the people is very important. Sometimes what happened, the company, the team, or they ask the company to sorry, the company asks the people to adopt new way of work, but the people, they are not equipped with the necessary skill to work on that there. So the training and these kind of support is also very important when we want these changes to happen in the company.
Yes, definitely. Training and support. And also one of the important aspect in the training and support is a learning and development. But let's be real, many L&D programs feel like checkbox exercises rather than real drivers of success. So I want to ask, how can companies rethink their approach so that the employee development is truly impactful?
See, even It also depends on the maturity of L&D function in the company, how mature they are. Are the L&D function is only taking, requests from the business and delivering those training program, or are they really involved in the discussion, trying to understand why these kind of training is important from a business perspective, or even from the people perspective as well. So it is important for L&D to position itself as a business partner rather than only a transactional services there, by aligning the offerings of L&D with the business goals and objective. For example, if business goal or the business strategy is more about digital transformation, and they really wanted to transform the company to adopt to the new technology, this means the L&D has a role to upskill its people with sufficient digital skills that will help the company to take the digital transformation further. So in a similar fashion, whatever is the business results that the company wants to achieve, the L&D function needs to be aligned with that.
Yes, that's a game changer, tying the business results, business objectives with the goals of the L&D, right? So let's talk more about the technology. Everything is changing very fast in HR, like talent acquisition, performance management, as well as employee engagement. Some see it as a massive opportunities, while others worry about losing the human element. Right. How do you see digital transformation reshaping the ways that companies manage the people?
See, I don't see technology as a replacement of human beings in the business there. Rather, it augments the involvement of human resources there, and in fact it adds value to the deliverables or the deliveries of the performance of the people in the organization. So I see the digital technology or digital transformation is adding in three areas within the HR, specifically, and in the broader business sense. One is the efficiency. The use of technology will help not only to reduce the time, but at the same time, it also helped to optimize your resources so that, with less resources, we will be able to achieve more. The second most important thing when it's come to add value is the data that you will get as a result of, the technology investment there. So your decision will become more data informed by through this technology, and you will have more analytics or more perspective to understand the context and the situation. The third is the employee experience, the digital experience. So digital transformation and digital technology would help to improve the experience of your employee in the company. Right now, we talk about employee engagement previously a lot, but now it's not only the employee engagement, but it's also the experience that matters. In the organization, how people feels working within the organization. Is everything smooth for them? Are they able to get all the services that that the company is providing, smoothly and seamlessly? The use of technology will help, in this area.
Yes, it's so exciting to think about how AI and analytics can optimize HR strategies. But at the same time, do you think there's a risk of over automating or losing the human touch?
Well, I think the best use of technology is not to use the technology for the sake of technology. Rather, considering technology as an enabler to achieve your strategy. Usually, I have, people get usually, give more importance to bringing the technology and advancement without knowing, how the utilization of these technology will be. Is it going to have, will it going to be add value to the business or to the people or not there? So I think this is very important to understand these aspects when, thinking about investing in technologies.
Yes. Definitely. It's one thing to talk about transformation, but actually seeing it in action and making that kind of impact like you did, that's next level. And what's really interesting is that your influence doesn't just stop there. You are not just driving change inside the companies, you're also shaping the conversation on a much bigger scale. You've been featured on platforms like Inside Success, sharing your perspective with a wider audience. Why do you think it's so important for business professionals to step up and have a voice in the public sphere?
And right now we are in the age of social media, and it is very important that to work on your on your self branding or professional branding. So I believe that the such platform will help not only to show your credibility to the wider audience, but it also help to showcase your thought leadership. It also help you to engage with different audience. Right now I have I with through this platform you will be able to reach out to different people and you can build connection. This will ultimately help you for your own personal growth and at the same time to help you to get better insights from the market.
Wonderful. Yes, we've talked about this multiple times, but the pace of change in HR is relentless. If you have to make a bold prediction, Ali, where do you see HR heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
Interesting. There are a few things which are very important. I see as the future of an Asia. Number one is strategic integration and the business impact. This is going to take a very importance in the business. Second is the digital transformation and the use of technology. And third is the agility and the flexibility in the HR practices. Let's go one by one and then let's try to briefly address these three elements there. The strategic integration and business impact. As I said, that HR was considered previously as merely as a transactional function, but now it become more and more strategic. And if you go through different companies' strategy, their vision, their mission, and go to their websites, you will find that people part of the strategy is always there in most of the companies. So this now becoming more important for the company to include people management as a part of their overall strategy. When it's come to digital transformation and technology adoption, HR will help not only to upskill the people so that company can able to adopt the technological advancement, but at the same time, HR will also work on the adoption of the technology to provide services to internal clients. Third is the agility and flexibility. I think it is important in this current time or in this VUCA world where there is a changes happening all the time and one needs to be agile and one needs to be flexible to respond to these changes. So for that reason, HR also needs to be flexible and agile enough to address those business requirements or changing requirements that is happening.
Wonderful. I love how you break down all the details in such a real and actionable strategies. Before we close, I want to leave our listeners with something practical. If they could just take one bold action today that would create real impact in their careers or business, what would it be?
I always say that we prioritize your continuous learning and adaptability. The business landscape is constantly changing there. So this requires for an HR to understand the implication of these changes and try to upskill themselves in a way that is aligned with the industrial and technological trends there, and also to adopt the changes so that you can provide the services that is based on the needs of the business.